Good morning, my friends. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to get your own mind aligned with the Word of God. That's what this morning mindset is all about. It's just a tool to help you, to remind you of the truths of God that can help you live a life that is honoring to Him today. That's all that I really am about with this morning mindset, is to encourage you toward that kind of living. And lately, we've been doing that by looking at the fruit of the Spirit, which is what Paul calls the kinds of things the Holy Spirit of God produces in a life when He lives within that person. And those people that He lives within are called Christians. They are you and me, those who have placed our faith in Jesus Christ. And Paul says the fruit of the Spirit is, and first of all, he says love, which we talked about in yesterday's episode, but then he says joy. The Spirit of God produces joy in people. Joy is the root word from which enjoy comes from. Enjoyment in life, joy, is from the Spirit of God. Now, obviously, we can enjoy certain things, certain experiences in life. And there is a type of fun to that. There's a type of happiness that comes about when that's the case. You know, you can think of your favorite food or your favorite place or your favorite people and the kind of enjoyment they bring into your life. But here we're talking about something a little different, something deeper, something that is not circumstantially based, but it is, you might say, personality based. And that meaning it is based on the person of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. He produces joy in His people. And how can that be? I mean, we face some very difficult circumstances at times. How can it be that we can have joy in those kinds of circumstances? Well, it's because, like I said, the joy is not dependent on the circumstance. The joy is dependent on the person living within us. That is the Holy Spirit. He is full of joy. He is abundant, infinite, unending joy. Because He is God. And we have to understand, He wants to produce that joy in us so that it can come out through us. And the people of the world will look at us living a joyful life in the midst of hardship and shake their heads in wonder because they don't understand how that can be possible. But it is possible. You know why? Because the Spirit of God lives in us to produce it. So I don't know the circumstance or the situation that you find yourself in right now. I can imagine there are many people listening to this at this very moment or going through some very difficult circumstances. And I'm no stranger to that. I know what it's like to live out some very difficult circumstances. And in those times, it is extremely hard to sense a feeling of joy within us. But remember this, my friend. No matter how hard your circumstance right now, the Holy Spirit of God is in you, and He is eternal joy. The Bible tells us in God's presence is fullness of joy. And you could not get more in His presence than to have Him living within you. So today, in the difficult time, or looking forward to a difficulty you may see coming, remind yourself right now, the Holy Spirit of God is in me to give me joy. And that joy comes from His presence. It comes from the fact that the God of the universe is with me in a very personal way. It's not dependent on good circumstance or things turning out the way that I hope they do. It's dependent on the fact that my God loves me and has forever redeemed me. I am safe. I am secure. I am His and He is mine. That is where joy comes from. And it's a fruit the Holy Spirit produces in us regardless of our circumstance. Join me again tomorrow.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.